Washington's got it. Number one, Lewis Jones.
You are about to enter the lounge, the sports lounge, with your host, Big Lou, and me, Big Lou's homie, Tony Kelly. You ready for the lounge? Welcome to the Sports Lounge with Big Lou. Born in Venice, California, the son of a preacher man, he went to the University of Washington football team starting as a strong safety and outside linebacker. Big Lou has taken home three Pac-10 titles and two Rose Bowl wins. He had an undefeated season and a national championship in 1991. He's the CEO of Holy Fit 310. Trainer to the California Hollywood elite. And now, please give it up for your host, Big Lou.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome. I hope you guys had a great weekend like I did. I got my fix, my therapy session in, getting my football in. I continued my therapy session early this morning, getting my workout in the gym. It's what I do. If I don't do it, it's like I can't breathe. I need my oxygen. And now I have the luxury of sitting here and spending time with all of you. Welcome right here to AM 1290 KZSB. I am your host, Big Lou. This is the Sports Lounge. And we have lots to get into today. So you guys know we always open the show. So I know you guys are ready for...
And now, Big Lou's Red Zone Recap.
In case you guys missed the game from the weekend... If you did miss it, one of two things happened. Either you just hate football or you did not pay your cable bill. Anyway, here we go. On Saturday, the Raiders and the Bengals played. And you know what? Listen, guys, from day one up until this point, and I'm going to continue because it's just how I feel. Sorry for Raider Nation. I am not a Raider fan by any means. But you know what? You got to tip your hat to those Las Vegas Raiders. They played an absolute amazing game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Again, tip your hat. Round of applause to Derek Carr for getting into his first NFL playoff game. To no avail, the Raiders did fall short 19-26 to the Bengals. But you know what? You got to count this season as a win for the Raiders. They had tons of things that they were dealing with internally outside of the organization as well. Losing a head coach, losing one of their marquee players. Always injuries are always play a role. And it's tough when you have all these things that you don't have control over that come up. And that's part of what we have to do as professionals is, you know, we identify, adapt, and overcome. Unfortunately for the Raiders, they were not able to overcome the negativity that they had faced and had to endure this season. But you know what? They still had a remarkable season nonetheless. So congratulations to the Raiders. And I am looking for the Raiders to step it up next season and continue to be more competitive. And hopefully they get over the hump. It's going to also come down to returning players and how they draft this coming year. Anyway, moving on, the Patriots and the Bills. Okay, I'm ready for you guys to give me an earful. You want to email me, you can email me at biglou@tslbiglou.com. Yes, I want all your emails, good, bad, and different. I'm a Patriots fan. I'm a huge Belichick fan. You'll hear me say it time and time again because it's true. Defense wins championships. Unfortunately for Bill Belichick and the Patriots, their defense was non-existent on Saturday, playing the Bills, and they gave up 47 points to the Buffalo Bills. With Josh Allen, Emmanuel Sanders, Devin Singletary had a big game. But nonetheless, Patriots went down to the Buffalo Bills 47-17. The Bills are looking great. This is not where the Patriots are going to be turning, ladies and gentlemen. Don't use this as a catalyst to go and have your parade and hating on Bill Belichick. You know, they have to make some adjustments, you know. And again, I say it every week. I'm going to say it right now. A broke watch is right twice a day. I know Bill Belichick and him being the defensive mastermind that he is, they will right the ship and look for the New England Patriots to, if nothing else, get to the second round of playoffs next season. Moving on. Sunday, yesterday, the Eagles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, my guy, Tom Brady, business as usual. The guy is, you know what? Here's my thing about Tom Brady, ladies and gentlemen. I want you guys to understand, when you have the offensive coordinator, which in my mind is what Tom Brady is, he's the greatest offensive coordinator in the game that happens to play quarterback. Yeah, he has all types of advantages. He's been in the league for 20 years, 20 years plus. Is there anything that anyone on defense can do that Tom Brady hasn't seen a million times over? Yeah, I don't think so. You know, and he's doing what he's doing without a lot of his pieces as well. Leonard Fournette, not there. Chris Godwin, not there. Who's our other receiver? Antonio Brown, obviously. Exit gate. That's what I'm going to call Antonio Brown. Exit gate. Not there. And they still found a way to go out and put up 31 points on the Eagles. Great game, but the Buccaneers did get the win 31-15 over the Philadelphia Eagles. No fly zone in Tampa Bay for them Eagles. Be exciting to see what happens next week with Tampa Bay. And I got to tell you guys, in my most humble opinion, it was definitely the best game of the playoffs so far, or should I say in the wild card, if you will, so far. 49ers and the Cowboys. Man, what a game that was. I'm hoping everybody watched that game. It was a big game. And there's a lot of people in Cowboy Nation that are upset and are trying to blame the ref for the whole, let me get over here and put the ball down, touch the ball. And they're saying that that basically interfered with the Cowboys being able to get that ball off to make that last play. And in case you are unaware, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, athletes, and otherwise, if you're unaware, there is a rule in football that the referee must touch the ball before the ball can be hiked into play. So that's why you had the referee scrambling, trying to get through those guys to get to the ball. And they made mention of it, you know, during the game yesterday, that where Dak Prescott could have helped the offense out in that situation was, instead of giving the ball to the center, I don't know if you guys saw that during the game, he gave the ball to the center. The center tried to hurry up and get the ball down and snap it, but that's where they lost time because the referee had to come in and touch the ball. So in the future, for you guys in the NFL anyway, and I think it applies in all forms of football, all levels of football, rule of thumb, you run the two-minute offense like that, you got to get the ball to the ref so he can touch it so the ball can be put into play. Okay, so I want to put that out there. But again, Cowboys, even though they did lose to the 49ers 23-17, Cowboys played a good game. What's interesting is what's going to happen with the 49ers next week. As you guys saw, Bosa went down. He's in concussion protocol, and they lost another gentleman as well on the defensive side of the ball. So it's going to be interesting because the 49ers do draw the Green Bay Packers next week. And I'm going to tell you right now, part of having long runs in the NFL is your team getting healthy at the right time, okay? And what I mean is, obviously, there's attrition of injury in the NFL. Everyone gets injured at some point in time. Everyone gets hurt. It's about how we handle those injuries, how we recover from these injuries, these bumps and bruises, and getting healthy at the right time, okay? So it'll be interesting to see if the 49ers will be playing with all cylinders firing on defense against that high-octane offense known as the Green Bay Packers. It will be at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, and it's going to be cold. Last I heard, right now, game time temperature for that game coming up will be 25 degrees, which is pretty much summertime in Green Bay, if you know anything about that. And the last game that we have to talk about, Big Ben possibly played his last game as a Steeler, and the Chiefs, Big Ben, got it handed to him, 42-21. Great game. The question still remains, should the Steelers and the Eagles, should they have been there in this round of the playoffs? This is going back to now adding two teams when we should probably just keep it like it was. It's always open for debate. But again, nice to see the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes went absolutely bananas yesterday as well, along with Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Great games. That was our NFL red zone for the wild card weekend. And, you know, there's a couple other guys I wanted to touch on as well. Elijah Mitchell, running back for the San Francisco 49ers. Man, he had a great game as well. And I also want to touch on Devin Singletary for the Buffalo Bills, who had a great game against New England. Also, if both of these running backs in their respective roles continue to perform at that level, it's definitely going to create more difficulties for the defense. When you have a solid running game, it opens up your passing game, because remember, on defense, linebackers, what's the linebacker's first responsibility? Check run. So when you're hammering the ball down their throat like that, they're going to step up. When they step up, it opens up passing lanes behind the linebackers. And when you have quarterbacks like a Patrick Mahomes, like a Josh Allen, and like an Aaron Rodgers who can get outside the pocket and extend plays, it makes it that much more difficult for the defense to cover guys running all across the field, especially guys as fast as a Tyreek Hill or Davante Adams. Listen, guys, you know, we're at that time right now. We do have to take a quick break. That's how we pay the bills here. But listen, don't go nowhere. Sit tight. Don't change the dial. Just turn the volume up a little bit. And real quick, I want to send a shout out. Happy MLK Day. It's a great day to sit back and observe one of the great peacemakers and how to deal with hard times in the world. We'll talk a little bit more about MLK Day when we come back. This is Big Lou, the host of the Sports Lounge. We'll be right back right here on AM 1290 KZSB, Santa Barbara News Press Radio.
Join Big Lou in the Sports Lounge every Monday at 12 p.m., rebroadcast Monday at 10 p.m., Wednesday at 4 a.m., and Saturday night at 8 p.m. Get into the lounge.
Everybody, welcome back to the Sports Lounge right here on AM 1290 KZSB, the Santa Barbara News Press Radio, and we're also on 96.9 FM as well on your FM dial, so you can find us on both stations. Well, I like that simulcast, that's pretty cool. Somebody thinks we're doing something right, they gave us another avenue to get into your head, so to speak. I like that. Listen, guys, there's been so much going on in the world today, and, you know, in the world of sports, obviously there's always drama in sports. There's also drama right outside the door as well. You know what? Real quick, I want to take a step back real quick and introduce my executive producer, my friend. He's also allowed me to be on his show once or twice. I think that's just because I just happened to show up and he felt bad, and so he just invited me to be on the show. The host and proprietor of the TJS show, that's the Jeremiah show. Jeremiah Higgins is in the lounge with us today, ladies and gentlemen. Small round of applause, your best golf clap, if you would. Jeremiah, what's up, bud? How are you today? Happy MLK to you as well, buddy. Happy MLK Day. Well, you know, everyone should celebrate such an amazing, amazing individual. I mean, obviously what he did for civil rights, for the world, in the nonviolent approach was amazing. It was huge. It impacted everyone in life, in the world. And it's unfortunate that we still haven't figured out how to fully embrace the nonviolent approach, because things are still unfortunately happening violently. And there's got to be a better way. And it all starts with being able to talk and communicate clearly. But I just wanted to touch on that. Jeremiah, how you been? How's going? How's things going with TJS, the Jeremiah Show?
Hey, Big Lou, man, and hey, to all the people listening, the sports fans out there, man, I feel so honored to be in the lounge. You've only done 17, 18 shows, and this is the first time I've got an invite.
Well, you know, it's funny. Well, part of the reason is I know you like to keep your shoes on, and in the lounge, we take our shoes off.
Yeah, but I don't mind having a little of that whiskey you got back there.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay, Martin Luther King Jr.'s family, they're holding that rally in D.C., and they're pushing for the National Voting Rights Act to pass, and so I want to drop that in there for your listeners. That's such a nice thing you said there, and such an important day in our history, but every day should be this way. So let me talk to you real quick, because I want you to be able to get back to your sports. I know everybody's tuning in for sports talk here. But we have, so many restaurant friends, Big Lou, and sports lounges out there that broadcast sports games and local restaurants that are really hurting right now. And the tomorrow, Tuesday, the Independent Restaurant Council, it's called the IRC, they're hosting a national day of action to save the restaurants. I wish I had better news, but the situation for the independent restaurants and bars has never been more dire. Caroline Stein and her business partner, Chef Suzanne Goen, have AOC. They had Luke. They've got a couple new restaurants at the proper hotel downtown. And there was a great piece on CNN on Saturday, if you caught it, about just the situation for the restaurants out there. Right now, I mean, the restaurants really support our local economy, our taxes, our so many workers. And it's time right now for our entire community, from the suppliers to the customers to the business associations, to come off the bench and make a difference in this fight. The day of action, which again is tomorrow, Tuesday, January 18th, is all about generating attention and making noise, Big Lou. That means our success depends on the number of people who are participating. And I know you've got such a great audience out there that rally behind you and would just love if they could get involved as well. So set aside, if you can, I know 10 minutes sounds like forever in our lives these days, but if you can put 10 minutes tomorrow on your calendar to participate in this day of action to save restaurants, and the most importantly, independent restaurants, here's how you can spend those 10 minutes and here's how you can help. So again, tomorrow, Tuesday, January 18th, post the graphics and copy on your personal and business Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts. Go to the Sports Lounge with Big Lou on Facebook. I'm going to put these links up there for you. There's a tool. It's all easy. You just copy and paste. SaveRestaurants.com/callCongress. And you can make a call on your own on Tuesday if you click that link. So again, go to the Sports Lounge Facebook. Click the link to the special and social media toolkit. Share it with your network. Pass it to your produce distributors, your farmers, your laundry services, your local bank, chamber of commerce, or that rock star that owes you a favor. We can do that, can't we, Lou?
Yeah, absolutely.
Couple of those. So you just download the social media toolkit for the use on the day of action again tomorrow. It really would help the local restaurants in your town here in Santa Barbara and wherever you're listening to this broadcast. I can't say this enough. I appreciate your support and helping this fight. With your help in spreading the word, we feel confident that we will get the RRF replenished and help those restaurants who so desperately need this financial support. Thank you for giving me this time, Big Lou, and all the sports fans out there. I'm so honored to be in the lounge. And that's all I got to the restaurants. Please help out tomorrow if you can.
Listen. I know. It's a. You know, for people who can't see, I'm making air quotes. It's a sports talk radio show, no doubt. But it's a show where we need to share and communicate everything that's happening. Sports. This is a great time in life with sports right now. We use sports as another vehicle to escape a lot of things that are going on in life. You know, it's a great way to just kind of, you know, for a lot of people to clear your head and just focus on something else for a moment. You know, there's also a saying, you know, which I use sports for as well. Like if you're that type of person that's in an office all the time and you're pecking away at the keyboard and you're staring at the computer for long hours and times, you know, they say, you know, you're supposed to look away for, you know, you're working so long, then look away for a few minutes and just let your eyes refocus, you know, and that's kind of what sports gives us in terms of what's going on in the world, in real life. You know, it's an escape for a minute to just focus on something else and work out that negative energy, that frustrating thing, or you can't you can't grasp a thought. And I know, and I can only speak for myself, and there's a lot of times, you know, I have so many thoughts going through my head. It's probably because of all the other voices in my head. That's another conversation. But I have all these thoughts going, and sometimes my thoughts get jammed up and jumbled together, and I can't grasp or grab what I'm trying to think of mentally. And then sometimes I just have to just completely shut everything down for a minute and just let it go. It's like the more I try to think of what I'm trying to figure out, the harder it is to figure it out. And then I'll just turn everything off for a minute and just let my brain just do what it does, which is basically settle down. And
places, Big Lou, I mean, we go to restaurants for that, right? We go to bars, we meet all of our friends. And I mean, reservations are, and people going to restaurants right now, it's down 60%. And the listeners probably know this, but that's where you and I met, at a restaurant with sports all the time.
100%. And you know, it's unfortunate because as you're saying, Jeremiah, we you know, we would use restaurants and bars and, you know, small mom and pop shops like that, not only to support the local businesses in the communities, but it was a way for us to get away and clear and get those clear thoughts. And now we don't even have that now because, you know, this COVID thing is running rampant. So I'm going to take this as a segue to remind people that if you haven't gotten your shots, get your shots. If you got your shots and you haven't got boosted yet, get your booster. Stop playing around. You can say it's not real all you want, but the numbers support the facts. And the fact of the matter is it's very, very real. People are suffering from it, and we have to do our part to help fight that battle. And our part is one, it's two things. Get your shots, put a mask on. Listen, guys, we have to take another break here real quick. I just got word, I believe my another friend, a friend of the show, someone I always bounce things off of, Mike Butler is on the line as well. So when we come back, we're gonna bring Big Mike on. I'm gonna bounce a couple things off of Big Mike and see if he's been studying and been watching NFL football wild card weekend and see exactly what he may or may not know. It's Big Lou, the host of the Sports Lounge, right here on AM 1290 KZSB and 96.9 FM, Santa Barbara News Press Radio. We will be right back. Now, see, for some of you guys that are listening to the show right now, I'm going to tell you right now, this music right here is probably too hot for you to handle. This is the essence of lounge music, if you will, right here. This is why the lights are dim. We got the red lights on, not the red light district, people. Get your heads out the gutter. I've never been that far. But we do have the red lights on, the bartenders in the back. I can hear the shaker cup shaking. I am not a James Bond cat, although I am a fan of 007 in terms of martini. I don't do martinis. I'm more of a whiskey neat type of guy. You know, keep it clean. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Why reinvent the wheel? It's just gonna go round two. Anyway, getting back to things that are going on here in the lounge. We have our friend of the show, a good friend of mine as well, Michael Butler, is on the show. Big Mike, welcome back to the show. Welcome back. I'm glad you made it back home. Safe travels coming back from Florida, the only place that does not seem to be dealing with COVID. At least that's how people are walking around. How you been, Big Mike?
Been well. It's nice to be back. Nice to be back on the show.
Nice. Did you want your whiskey neat, or do you want some ice in there for you?
I like my whiskey with an ice cube.
Perfect. Let me get that whiskey with one ice cube, please. Keep mine neat. Or just give me the bottle. It comes in a glass. No need to make extra dishes. I'll take the bottle. Big Mike, before we jump into sports real quick, I want to send another shout out. I touched on it this morning. If you guys follow the show, if you've been listening, Mike in the Morning as well, right here on AM 1290 KZSB and 96.9. Mike in the Morning does the morning show, the traffic. And I've been a recurring guest, at least for a few moments on Mike in the Morning show. And this morning I was talking about a young lady, a neighbor of mine, his daughter. She's five. She's best friends with my two boys who are 5 and 7. But I just wanted to just touch on this real quick and just send big prayers out and great wishes using this platform. But the young lady was diagnosed a little over a week ago. She was found with a 9x9 inch tumor on her kidney. And after further, research and film and looking in things, they also found, something on her lung and something on her liver. But they did an 8.5 hour surgery last week. Surgery was successful. They got the tumor out along with the kidney, obviously. And now she has the port in her chest, and she's going to be starting, chemo here in the next couple of days. But I got to tell you guys, what an amazing pour out of support for the young lady. Her name is Blakely Bergenfeld. Cutest little thing. And she's home now. I saw her the other day, and she's running around. She obviously doesn't really understand the level or degree of what she's dealing with right now. She just wants to play like a lot of little kids and just have a normal life. And bless her heart, she's running around. We're out of the woods, but we're not out the dark yet. They're still waiting to find out exactly what where the cancer is in terms of how aggressive it is, what stage it is, and exactly, how much treatment she's going to need. But I got to tell you, I've seen some very strong people in my day. And the strongest person in my life that I've ever met was my mom, who to this day, you guys know, I'm the baby of a very large family. I came out at over 10 pounds. And my mom to this day is 98 pounds, I believe. But that's the strongest woman in my life until I met this young lady. And going through what she's dealing with. So I just wanted to send a big shout out to Blakely Bergenfeld. Sweetie, we're thinking about you. We're praying for you. We love you. Stay strong. Prayer does amazing things. And I just wanted to put this out there for you guys to know what's going on and to just, keep her in your prayers as well. And the family, it was such an amazing story that the TikTok star, social media icon now, JoJo Siwa, actually reached out to her and called her via FaceTime while she was still in the hospital last week. And I had the luxury of being able to see this FaceTime call. And when I tell you, this little girl lit up, I mean, all the lights in a football stadium were not as bright as the face on this young lady when she got that FaceTime call. And it's just little things like that, guys, that, you know what? We all go through things in life, and it's nice to have somebody just reach out and just say, hey, you're not alone. We're here for you. We're going to help you get through this time. So I just wanted to just touch on that and just put that out there, guys. Like, you know what? If you see somebody frowning, just, think twice before you say anything that could be negative or derogatory, and just smile back at them. It could brighten someone's day. All right. So I just wanted to touch on that. Big Mike, let's get back into the main reason that you are here. Football, man. Did you get a chance to watch some football over the weekend, being away in Florida?
I watched some things. I actually watched a game on the plane. They have it live, which was pretty awesome. Watched the game last night. Watched some of the Cowboys game. It was some good football, but boy, I'll tell you what, the Bills are looking pretty tough right now.
Now, you know what? I'm going to pause you on the Bills real quick. I want to go back to the Cowboy game. Who do you think is to blame for the way that game ended? And this is just a personal thing, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, the rules of the game are set in stone. Now, it's up to the players in the game to understand all the rules that are in play. If they do not, you know, whose fault is that? Is that the leagues? Is that the refs? Is that the coaching staff, upper administration, or is it the players on the field? Because they have to be held accountable for how much they do or do not know. So my question to you, who's at fault, Big Mike? Is it Dak Prescott? Is it the referees? Is it the way that they went about trying to hurry up and get that ball spiked so they could run that next play? What are your thoughts about how that play went down?
Well, I think that, you know, I think Dak ran too far. I think he should have gone down earlier, so it would have had 2 seconds instead of 0.2 seconds. But, you know, the nail in the coffin of that entire game wasn't that one play. It was 14 different penalties that those guys had, you know, and half of those came before the snap of the ball. And that's a coaching problem and a discipline problem, I think.
You know, I will say this. You know, it's tough when we start talking about pre-snap penalties. It's tough to really blame the coaching staff per se. Because, you know, listen, guys, they practice every scenario during the week, right? So what I'm alluding to here is every team in the NFL, good, bad, and different, they all at some point practice a two-minute drill, okay?
Yeah.
Two-minute drills is what they basically work on, or what you're seeing in terms of watching the game, the last 2 minutes of the first half, more importantly, the last 2 minutes of the actual game. Whether or not they actually, you know, went over the fact of, at least I've never done it in my time, like when we're doing a two-minute drill, you just, you know, you run a play, a five-yard out route, you catch the ball, you throw the ball back in, line it up, go again. There's no referees out there to simulate, you know, based in terms of the NFL rule, the referee has to touch the ball before the play starts. But that's one step beyond, to go back to what you were saying, Big Mike, in terms of Dak Prescott ran too far. He should have got down, right? So that happens before the whole getting the ball set comes into play. So I'm more inclined to agree with you, Big Mike. Like, had he got down, that would have given them a little bit more time to work out that wrinkle or those kinks and get that ball spiked to get that last play out. But it's indicative of the Cowboys' season. Like, they, you know, people got all excited and up in arms about how their defense was playing.
Right.
And any offense in the NFL can be difficult to stop if you're turning the ball over to that offense on the minus side of the 50, which is one thing that I've always talked about with Tom Brady before he left New England. You know, again, offense is about show, defense is about go. So people get caught up looking at Tom Brady and all the great things that he did while he was in New England, and people don't really give that defense there the credit that they genuinely deserve by all the turnovers and the high rush defense that they have, the low rushing yard defense that they have, or the low passing yard defense that they have. And moreover, they're turning the ball over and giving the ball back to the greatest quarterback to ever play the game on the short side of the field. Recipe for disaster. What do you think, Big Mike?
Agreed.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly right. And I think you have to look at, you know, every game as a whole. And, you know, like the Cowboys game, it's like it came down to that one last play. It really wasn't that one last play. You have to look at everything else that they're doing. And realistically, how great San Francisco played in that game. That was shocking to me.
Man, it was – look, I'll tell you, I like the Cowboys. I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I do like the Cowboys. But I always had, you know, going into that game, I had the 49ers to knock off the Cowboys. I'm not, you know, I like Dak Prescott. I'm not really sold on him as being one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And this is not a personal thing, and it's not a statistical thing. It's just a personal thing for me. It's just something about him in terms of the eye test, the visuals that I see when I watch him play that just don't really excite me. And, you know, again, one thing that helps the passing game is what? The running game. They play hand in hand. But as we all can tell, Ezekiel Elliott has been a mere shadow of himself over the last few weeks, especially coming back from that knee injury, and he has that brace on now. Pedestrian at best, his numbers over the last couple weeks. So, I mean, it's when you don't have that threat to run the ball, guess what? The linebackers don't have to step up. They can stay back in those passing lanes and make it that much more difficult to pass the ball. But then, Big Mike, you touched on it as well, the Buffalo Bills. I mean, these guys, defense is firing on all cylinders. Josh Allen is just another hybrid running back playing quarterback that happens to see the field really, really well. He's got great pieces to help him. And then Devin Singletary, you know, I wish he would have did this stuff earlier before the fantasy football season ended, because he was on my team and now he wants to go off. I mean, come on, guys.
That alludes exactly back to what you were saying a minute ago. And Singletary is the reason that Allen is so good, because you gotta watch out for that run, which creates bigger lanes for the receivers, you know. And they have a multi-strike offense, and it's really fun to watch. And Allen, it might be one of the faster guys I've ever seen run a ball. He was looking a little bit, you know, like some of those quarterbacks everybody's going after now. Even though he has a huge arm, he can run that thing.
Absolutely. You know what? Hold on, Big Mike. I'm going to ask you a question, but I want you to answer it when we come back from the break. We do have to take another quick break here real quick. And it's a fun question, guys. I know for you guys who are listening, some of you guys have probably never heard the show before. In case you haven't, I am the host, Big Lou. This is the Sports Lounge right here on AM 1290 KZSB and on 96.9 FM. I want to put this question out here one more time. Then we'll answer from the break. Big Mike, the question goes to you. And guys, you're welcome to call in, email me for your answers as well. But you got 50 grand, Big Mike. You got to bet it all. Who do you take in a 100-yard dash, Tom Brady or Peyton Manning? Hey, sit tight. We'll be right back after this break. I'm Big Lou, the host of the Sports Lounge, right here on AM 1290 KZSB and 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Probably hear them away before my time. I'm way out the box, like over here. That's me and Jeff bouncing in your ear. Turn it up so you can hear it proper. Harmonies and vibes. I got a one-way ticket with destiny. Oh, I ain't gonna let it worry me. What's wrong with him? I never ran, I never run.
You are in the lounge, the Sports Lounge with Big Lou.
Hey, everybody, listen, listen. You are in the lounge. Don't let the music fool you. Enjoy that tune for a second. I just want you to just marinate on that just for a moment. Woo, that's the way we do it over here in the Sports Lounge, right here on AM 1290 KZSB and on 96.9 FM, Santa Barbara News Press Radio. I'm on the line with Big Mike from up in Oregon at Aubrey Glen Golf Course over there. And we've just been chopping shop about the games that just happened over this past weekend. And you know what? We're going to talk a little bit about the games coming up this week. I know everybody's excited for it. I'm excited. But I want to say this, everyone, before we really get into the games coming up, we have a game coming on tonight. It's a big game. Arizona Cardinals at 11-6 are coming here to take on the Los Angeles Rams, who ended up with 12-5. And the Rams are going in favored in this game right now, minus 3 points for you sports bettors out there that may matter to you or not. Or you may just want to just go ahead and take advantage of some of your friends because they don't pay attention. I don't know, Big Mike, what are your sentiments about the game tonight? I'm not a big Rams fan, but I got to tell you, I like what they're doing. Matt Stafford has definitely been a more positive addition than a negative one. He definitely relit a fire under that Rams offense. I mean, it's not the greatest show on turf in those days, but they are definitely putting up big numbers. Cooper Kupp, what an amazing year he's had. And he's going to be in the slot a lot tonight, and there's going to be some safeties or linebackers that are going to have their hands full with Cooper Kupp. I think if it comes down to the wire, I think the Rams will definitely hold off the Arizona Cardinals because they have a defense that's capable of doing so. And they also have an offense that's able to sustain drives. I mean, if you have somebody on an opposing team that's great on offense, how do you shut them down? Your offense has to hang on to the ball to keep them on the sideline. Your thoughts, Big Mike?
Well, first, I think that, Stafford, I'm so happy for him. I really liked him when he played in Detroit. And what a gift to be able to come to a team that's actually doing something well after spending all those years just in the freezing cold and losing program. So it's I'm happy for that guy to come to something and really show off what he's been able to show off, in the last year or two. But, Arizona, I thought, was so great early on in the year, about week six or seven. I thought, man, where did these guys come from? They're really looking good. But, they kind of tapered off, and the Rams just kept getting better and better. So I'm picking the Rams on this as well.
Look, not a bad pick. I mean, I'm not a big fan of certain colors and certain shoes, but I wear them just because they play good off of my complexion, or the shoes just might match an outfit better than some other ones. Moving on, so getting off of that game, going into the divisional round coming up next weekend, we'll just take it game by game. Big Mike, give me your 2 cents. We got the Bengals taking on the Titans. I actually think I'm going to go with the Titans. I think the Bengals are a fluke. I believe Derrick Henry might be back. Is that possible? I have to confirm that, but neither here nor there. I believe the Titans might be able to get the job done. Your thoughts, Big Mike?
I think if Derrick Henry's back, the Titans win this. I think that, Cincinnati has been good. I think that, Burrow is going to be a great quarterback. I just don't think they're quite there yet, and I don't think that their defense can handle anything like Derrick Henry.
Fair enough. Moving on, 49ers are going to the cold Lambeau Field to take on those Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. Your thoughts on that? I like the Packers in this. I like what the 49ers have been doing of late, but I think they just bit off a little more than they're ready to swallow with the Green Bay Packers. Your thoughts?
Again, Packers for me, I'm really surprised. I saw a stat that Garoppolo is one of the top three quarterbacks in playoff history as far as completions go, and which shocked me, but he's no Aaron Rodgers.
Absolutely, and I wonder how they got that stat and how many games qualifies for him to have that stat to be one of those top three.
Moving on. At least 5 games played.
Not enough for me to have that rating. Here we go. Moving on to Sunday, the 23rd. I'm going to go backwards first and start with the Bills at the Chiefs. I'm looking for the Bills to pull this thing off. If they knock the Chiefs off, you know what? Hey, Bills, we'll see you in L.A. for the Super Bowl. Your thoughts?
I think this will be one of the most fun games to watch this season. I'm really excited to watch it. I think it'll be a barn burner, and I'm pulling for the Bills, but I think the Chiefs are going to take this, unfortunately.
Love it. And then my beloved Tom Brady, I'm excited for him to retire so he and I can sit down in the lounge and chop it up. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are waiting on their opponent to find out who that will be, and that game is going to come down between the Rams and the Cardinals. That's who will be facing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Big Mike, man, I appreciate you jumping in the lounge with us today, hanging out, spending time with us. It's always a pleasure to have you in the lounge, bud. Have a great week. Happy MLK Day to you as well, my friend. Spread the word. Let everybody know that it is the MLK Day. Unfortunately, there are some people out here who are unaware, and that's very unfortunate. Hey, guys, thank you for listening, following, watching the show. I am your host, Big Lou. This is the Sports Lounge on AM 1290 KZSB and 96.9 FM, Santa Barbara News Press Radio. We'll see you next week.
The Sports Lounge with Big Lou is brought to you by Evolve Entertainment. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou's executive producers are Jeremiah Higgins and Lewis Jones. I am the commentator and co-host, Tony Kelly. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou's master sound engineer is Dr. D, a.k.a. Richard Dugan. See you next week in the lounge, the Sports Lounge with Big Lou. Oh, yeah.